This is William and Lonsdale, a podcast about the legal ecosystem in Victoria and the fascinating people and stories that make it tick. In Season 1, Lives in the Law, your host Michael Green talks with guests from all corners of the legal world, delving into what keeps them motivated, passionate and engaged, what surprises them, their challenges, frustrations and how their lives in the law have shaped them.
And there's this fantastic video of the hand down of the judgment when the president of the UK Supreme Court, so that's basically the head of what used to be the House of Lords, saying, we got it wrong. And there's an audible gasp because the court is saying, oops. And oops, with hundreds of people in prison.
So I'm working with a young fellow and we're driving down Chapel Street, not far from Turak Road, and the young fellow points out a male walking across the other side of the road who was wanted on warrants. Says, okay, right. So we pulled over and a bit like comedy capers, we walked across Chapel Street and this guy knew we were following him and he walked a bit quicker as we got, and we walked a bit quicker and then he started to jog and we started to jog and then became an all-out sprint. And the chase goes into a restaurant upstairs. Through the restaurant, there's tables and chairs being knocked left, right and centre. At the back door, into the car park at the back, and I seized upon this guy and grabbed him and took him down in a tackle. And this guy looked at me and says, ah, g'day, Plod, how you going?
So I'd applied for all these jobs across all of Victoria. I sent over 40 applications to Victorian firms from, you know, from Gippsland to Warrnambool because I thought maybe they'll go for, you know, small town Tasmanian kid. And I got rejected for every single job. Every single one, and I pinned every single rejection letter to my wall above my desk.
I took a fellow out for dinner the other night who served a life sentence for murder, and he's just turned 75. And when we went to this Italian restaurant, he said to me, I'll have what you have. And I said, no, you choose. And he said, no, you choose. And then I realised later, he doesn't know how to read, and he's 75.
I applied for a position in the Crown Solicitor's Office in the criminal law branch. I went to the interview. The Assistant Crown Solicitor interviewed me, a very nice man. But notwithstanding that I was extremely well qualified, he told me outright that I would not be successful in my application because I was a woman and the Crown Solicitor would not accept women as lawyers in the public service. It was so confronting to be told you could not be something because of your gender.
Whitlam, he used to send me faxes regularly. When is this going to be done? When is that going to be done? And eventually when it was done, he sent me a fax which said, well done, comrade, you've offended with the stroke of a pen the President of the United States and the Pope.
If I'm in court, people in my community are also represented across the legal fraternity. And obviously we've got a long way to go, but to be able to see people like me and others will give them some confidence and hope in the system, you know, that the system works for everyone and doesn't favour any particular group.
Well, my father was transferred to the Children's Court Clinic. He was the psychiatrist there. And during the school holidays, he asked me to go in and view some kids' court cases. I remember he would talk to me afterwards and said, how do you feel? And I said, I'd like to go again. I was hooked. I thought it was great.
I said, no, I don't think I want to work in a maximum security prison. It wasn't sort of high on the agenda, but they got me to come into the prison and they invited up all the inmates at the time, all the Aboriginal inmates. So we sat down at the time, we had a really honest chat with all the fellas inside the prison. And even though I didn't want to work in the prison at the time, I always remember as I was leaving the prison that day, I was walking out, I was thought to myself, well, maybe there is something I can do. Maybe I can help in this area.
William and Lonsdale is brought to you by Greens List, one of the leading multidisciplinary barristers' lists in Australia. Greens List believe in promoting conversation around the ideas and issues that shape not only our legal system, but our wider community. Our show is recorded in the iconic County Court of Victoria on the corner of William and Lonsdale Streets in our beautiful city of Melbourne. The first episode comes out on April 16th and you can subscribe right now.